to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 57 on August 4th, 2013. Changing the world one ass at a time. Here we are. So let's start off with a few of you had the same question about my special edition podcast. Pretty much you kind of wanted the conclusion of all of that amazing information that was offered. So here's a random example of one of the messages that I got. Dear Ruby, you truly are anal regarding the lengths you went to for your followers in your special podcast. It was excellent. My only question was regarding the size of the objects used. Did I understand correctly that anything larger than 2 times the size of a stool, not a kitchen stool, silly, could cause damage? Now, there was mention of proper lubrication, but would my Enjoy 2.0, used on a regular basis, fall in the dangerous category? Anally yours, a faithful listener. Okay, you know what I'm going to do here, I decided, is I'm going to give you a recap of the important points. So much information was given there that I'm going to take the things that I consider are the most important in terms of giving you guys a real feel for what all this means, because that was a lot of information. I personally had to read through it, look through it, think about it 2 or 3 times before I really could take it all in. So here's the important parts, and these are all selected from what he wrote, okay, from the podcast that I gave him, what I read. Here's the first one. By the time you can consciously relax the sphincter to admit large objects, the smooth muscle has probably had a tear or two and isn't much of a concern anymore. From a practical point of view, all it did anyway was keep small amounts of flatulence and liquid waste. Okay, here's another one. Smooth muscle does not become stronger with use. It cannot withstand significant trauma, but it is fairly elastic, and you have to stretch it quite a bit to cause irreversible damage. Depending on your physiology, that limit is probably a one-time stress to a diameter 2 times as large as your average stool. That's where the stool part comes in. Here's the next one. Finally, stretching will occur, but over time, the outer sphincter will almost always recover from anything other than tearing or splitting. So remember, everybody, we've got an inner sphincter, that's the smooth muscle, and the outer sphincter. Okay, the outer sphincter is a whole lot tougher. And let me go on with another quote. The external anal sphincter is quite strong and resilient, and it has 3 sets of backup muscles that work together. You have to really push it to traumatize all of these to the point that you can't function anymore. But the interior sphincter isn't quite so rugged. But again, it can be damaged naturally enough that it doesn't really come into play that much in a large number of adults. And last but not least, here's the last one I'm going to quote here. If you're going to slam it and slam it hard, fast, and often, you should probably be more concerned about lubrication and trying not to pulverize the prostate with pointy, hard, or rigid objects. So, those are kind of what I consider to be really some of the very important points in terms of what everybody who listens to this podcast is trying to take away. And here's my opinion after taking in all this information. Okay, look, anecdotally, even guys who indulge in fisting on a regular basis do not complain of fecal incontinence. Are there studies? No. Will there be? No. So as long as you aren't stupid about it in all the ways we've already discussed, which would be too large, too fast, no lube, hard or sharp objects, especially when you combine more than one of those at a time, and as long as you pay attention to problem signs like pain or soreness and stop immediately, and As long as you don't do the really brainless move of using a desensitizing lubricant, you should be good. But please consider the risks. That's why I offered all of this information to you people. Consider the risks and play with care. You know what you're messing with when you really start going for it. So there you have it. That's my conclusions. And once again, please feel free, if you are a medical professional, to comment on the accuracy or inaccuracy of the above information. Because the more anonymous health professionals we have who write in, who concur, that lends just a tad more credibility to this whole subject and this whole situation where health professionals will not lend their name to talking about fucking a guy up the ass with a dildo. There you have it. Okay. There's another letter I received. This time's from a woman. I love receiving letters from women. Yay. I believe you've heard recently from my close friend. He has introduced me to the world of pegging. I have not pegged yet, but am educating myself properly before I perform this. I just want it to be the best experience possible for him, and thanks to your site, I feel I will be very successful. I have to tell you, it's so amazing to read about this. I've been reading on your site, and wow, what a nice job putting that together. I also wanted to tell you that I started listening to your podcasts. I started with number 50, just to get a feel for it. Ruby, you're a flippin' hoot. I love listening to you and how you tell the stories from your readers. Anyway, I look forward to learning more from you. Thank you for doing what you do. Finally, a woman can properly learn how to achieve the ultimate arousal and pleasure out of her man. Sweet. And again, yay, I love hearing from the women, and I especially love it when the women I hear from are in the process of learning about pegging before they actually try it. I'm really glad that your friend introduced you to it, and I'm happy to be the source of information for you. I think it's really smart of you to research it before you actually try it, because as I've said over and over again, the learning curve is steep, absolutely. There's no question about that. So when the first time comes, take a lesson from the couple that I'm going to speak of further in the podcast. You'll know it when you hear it, and have fun with it. Thank you for your kind words about my website, too. It's really nice to hear that people who go there find what they need. Sometimes I get a little fearful of scaring people off a bit with my wilder parts, but I do love hearing from the women. And you know, I'm going to put out a request here of all the women who listen to this podcast. If any of you have partners who are okay with you disclosing the fact that you enjoy pegging, and this is a really critical factor here for you to make sure that your partner is okay with you sharing that information with a friend. If he's okay with it, tell another woman about it. And to get more specific about what I just said, think about the women you talk about everything with, girlfriends. If you think your guy might be okay with you sharing your love of pegging with your girlfriends, ask him. Now, asking is more important than I could possibly emphasize. You never, ever, ever out your guy unless you have permission. And it might even depend on which person you want to tell. You know, he might be okay with you telling one of your girlfriends, but maybe not a different one. And you absolutely have to respect his wishes on this. If he's not comfortable about you telling anyone, then you may not. Some of you are already going to know about this without asking. Maybe he's not comfortable about it being shared with anyone because of his job, your circle of friends, his level of comfort with friends knowing, or even the part of the country or the world where you live. So if you know he's going to say no, you know, don't bother asking. But if you're not sure, or if he's the kind of guy that's told a couple of people already but not others, have a conversation with him about it and reassure him that you would never tell without his permission. And if he gives you that permission, please spread the word to other women, because this is something we just really all need to talk about so that more women get into this. And And then, you know, you see, I want to be so careful about getting permission from the men, because that's a critical and really important factor surrounding a man being comfortable with pegging. And if he does say yes, spread the word. Tell the women how amazing it is for you both, and especially tell her what you love about it. Okay, so for the guys who aren't okay with it, for the ladies with those partners, here's another option. And maybe this one is even better because it's more far-reaching potentially. I mean, one-on-one conversation can be very convincing. I mean, your girlfriend's going to sit there and look at that sparkle in your eye when you talk about how amazing it is to do pegging on your guy. But the more far-reaching choice, which is does not expose either one of you, get on the forum boards and write about it anonymously from a throwaway account. You know, write it up. Tell your story to the world. Get really specific about what it is that thrills you about pegging. And I guarantee you, your story is going to inspire more women who are interested in it to give it a try. And little by little, all of us women who are already loving this, we're going to increase the number of women who are into it. Because, you know, I can't tell you how many men are out there who want it, crave it, dream about it, and not only don't get it, but they're even afraid to talk about it with anyone, with dates, prospective partners, good friends of either gender. So let's see if we can turn the tide a little bit, ladies. And again, you know, very, very encouraging. The younger generation are the ones who are already changing much of this. In fact, Mr. Great Kisser, who I have talked a lot about, he is very open about his love of pegging with a few select friends. And, you know, they didn't seem too fazed by it at all, nor by his love of impact play, actually. Unless judgment is always a good thing where sexuality is concerned. So, you younger people, awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. And ladies, take up the challenge and either post your story on Reddit Sex or Reddit Pegging or any forum board you participate in that might welcome the information. Spread the word. So many women just don't get what we women who already enjoy pegging like about it. And the thing is that we like different things, and it would be lovely to have a representation from many different points of view. So, all that from the original letter of the woman who is doing research before she tries it out. Wow. Thanks for your letter, and please let us know how it goes. Okay, my favorite time. Pegging celebration time. This is actually from the guy in the last podcast. He and his wife had been playing with plenty of toys and fingers and things, but she had stopped short of strapping one on and said no. Well, and so then the next podcast, the wife had spoken with a girlfriend, and which is why I just suggested what I did. And that talk with the girlfriend, she decided that strap-on play might be fun after all. So we hear from this man again, and here's what happened. Here is the follow-up to my adventures with my wife. We did go to San Francisco for the day and did buy a strap-on harness, as well as a new dildo and some other toys. We did talk about it that night as to what we expected to happen. We did talk about position as well as the learning curve that she's faced with. I reassured her that she will do just fine, and let's just have fun with it. Fun we did. I will admit, it was very awkward at first trying to get the position down, but once we got it figured out, it was very good. We took it slow and steady, and nothing was rushed, and we had a few laughs along the way. At the end, she said it was fun, and she says we will try again tonight. I did remind her how hot she looked wearing the strap-on and told her how much I really liked the closeness that we gained from it. Again, a big thank you for all of your efforts with bringing pegging to light for everyone. It is very much appreciated and enjoyed. Okay, so I actually heard back about 6 hours later, and I'm going to read you the next message. I just had a chance to listen to your podcast. I am glad you are as happy as we are. We have been having a blast, as you can tell from my messages. Let's just say, we are like 20-year-olds again. My wife has a new toy, and she is learning how to use it. This was just like the cutest thing ever, because I got the first message, and I planned it for the podcast, and I'm preparing my material for the podcast, and then another message comes in. And I love how, like, I perked up the first one, and even before I get the podcast happening, the second one comes in. So, yes, I think you're true to your word and about her wanting to do it again tonight. And I'm guessing that on a Sunday afternoon, you two were having some awesome sex. So I am really, really happy for you and a little jealous, I have to admit. And this is great, like 20-year-olds. Okay, I happen to know that the forum that this man wrote me on, I happen to know that he's approximately a little more than twice 20, and that's his age. So, yeah, that's really saying something. If you're feeling like 20-year-olds again, that is awesome. Now, I have to say, excellent, and I do mean excellent job with the communication, sir. I imagine that this really allowed your wife to relax so much more than if you had not taken the time to reassure her on those fronts and talk about it. And hearing that you guys shared some laughter during let me know a lot about, you know, your basic level of being relaxed, the two of you. That's the best way, I believe, to explore new sexual territory. It's just to drop the seriousness, you know, allow the laughter if it comes. Pun intended, if it comes, get it? But basically just have fun. And I think that everyone should start out this way, in my humble opinion. Then, perhaps, sometime down the line, sometime when you've been doing this for a while, maybe you'll have that experience where she finds just the right position or speed or depth. And she knows from experience that it's the magic spot, maybe because of the look on your face or the sound that you make. Or maybe even because you say, oh my God, just like that. Like a lot of us women have done when you're fucking us. And maybe she takes you into her arms and it gets all intense and passionate. And wild orgasms ensue that leave you breathless and in wonder. But you know, for now, give yourself some time to get there. Have some fun and laugh. Practice makes perfect, and practice is so much fun. Okay, next letter. This is a message from a man who wishes to be known as Volcano. I'm loving that one. I wanted to share a bit of a semi-success story. My wife and I had bought Anal Play for Men. While some of the dirtiness of the back door puts her off a bit, I brought out my prostate toy after the movie, and it was probably one of the best orgasms in my life. I told her I eventually want to try pegging, and while she is struggling with some of the ideas, we are also expecting our first child come December, I am totally willing to give her time and take things slow for her, as well as agree to douche, so that she can feel more comfortable about things. I constantly let her know that she is attractive, and that despite any trepidation she may have about me being bi or gay, that I feel straight, and that regardless who is doing the penetration, the sex is heterosexual. Finally, I have a question as to the name of your book, and when and where I can find it. I want to buy it and send it to my wife. Okay, I got a bunch of things to say here. Be careful here. That's my first thing to say, because when a woman is pregnant, a lot of things happen. There is another little being growing inside your body, and sometimes it's a pretty freaky thing that upsets all normality, including normal sexual desires, normal body image, normal energy levels, and also normal interest in exploring new sexual territory. So make sure your wife is on board, not reluctantly, but willing to go along with the program more eagerly than reluctantly. Here's the deal. Pregnancy takes a huge toll on a woman physically and emotionally, and I know how excited you must be about finally getting to the point where you might soon be pegged. But as a woman who has had a baby, I'm going to give you some advice. Make sure she's eager to explore this instead of struggling with the idea and just willing to do it because you want it so much. Here's further advice. Tell her that she is your priority right now, that she and the baby are number one, and though you really, really want to explore this with her, you would totally understand if she would prefer to wait until after the baby's born, and maybe her body returns to a more normal state hormonally, and some kind of balance is achieved between baby time and sexy time. And of course, what I mean by that is that after the baby's born, there's a long period of time when it's all about the baby, of course, because it has to be. And often it takes a while for sexy times to get anywhere near back to normal. So I realize that what I'm asking you to do is to give her a choice of exploring pegging now or later. And if she says later, it could be a lot later. But the thing is, you know, you say you're willing to take it slow. Well, you know, things change pretty quickly when you're pregnant. And it becomes more and more difficult to do the things you used to do. And the pregnancy changes your body more and more as you get further along in your pregnancy. So, I mean, if she says later, it could be, you know, a year or even 2 years from now that you finally get there. But I don't know. In the grand scheme of things, in a long-term relationship, 2 years is not that long of a time within the scope of 30 or 40 years of marriage. Patience is one of the key things in approaching your partner for pegging. Here's the rest. I would hate to see her resent you for thinking more about satisfying your own desires than whether she, with a baby growing inside her, is really in a space to explore new sexual territory that she is, in your words, struggling with. Now, if you ask her, making it clear that either answer is totally fine with you, you have to mean it. If she says, yes, she still wants to do it, awesome. You are in there, or more specifically, she is in there. But if she says she'd rather wait, you have to suck it up and maybe go get a suction cup dildo to use in the shower or something and just have fun with solo play and be patient. Because here's the thing, she might be down to explore it now. And if she is, she will always be grateful that you allowed her that choice out of consideration of the baby growing in the belly state and the emotions and hormones that come with it. So, yeah, I don't think you expected that, me to say that, but man, as a woman who's had a baby, I had to go there. Okay, and your last question about the book that I'm writing. The book I'm writing is in process, and I haven't decided on a name for it yet. My goal is to have it downloadable via Kindle by the end of this month, which is August. In fact, I need to make an important announcement, and I've made this announcement in a bunch of different places already that I frequent all over the internet. My priority right now is to get this book finished, so I'm going to be a bit scarce, everybody. Not going to be responding as much to comments or questions or stories for a while because I need to disconnect and make the time and space for myself to get the book done. So this goes not only for my blog, but everywhere else you cross paths with me on the internet, Twitter, Facebook, FetLife, Reddit, Tribes, and my new website, Pegging 101. And I've already made this announcement pretty much in all of those places. So for me, it's going to be a time for a little intentional seclusion with a very specific goal in mind. So rest assured that I will be announcing the arrival of my book to the world as soon as it's available. And also rest assured that these podcasts will not stop. That is the one thread of continuity that will connect you to my little pegging empire here. And after the book's done, I will be back to my intensely interactive presence once again. Okay. Hey, let me tell you about some fun stuff now. First, if you don't know about CatalystCon, you should. anyone who's interested enough in sexuality to be listening to a podcast about pegging really deserves to know about Catalyst Con, and it's coming right up. Catalyst Con is a convention that switches coasts every 6 months from West to East Coast, and the West Coast convention will be here before you know it. The dates are September 27th through the 29th. I've mentioned it a time or two already. It will be held in Woodland Hills this year, so all of you people in the general area of LA have no excuse to miss this. And you know, here's some of the things that I would tell you about Catalyst Con. Are there specific areas of sexual interest that you want to know more about? Are you thinking about being a sex educator? Are you interested in encouraging more sex-positive attitudes in the world and your community? Are you just interested in engaging in all kinds of different conversations about sexuality with all kinds of different people who are also interested in it? Or does sexuality just fascinate the fuck out of you? Then this conference is for you. If you go to the website at catalystcon.com and check out the list of speakers and sessions, I guarantee you will find a lot there to interest you. I have no idea how I'm going to choose between all the different cool stuff that's being offered, because there's not just one presentation at a time, there are several. So the cost for the entire weekend, well, the cost for Saturday, Sunday is $125. If you want to attend the keynote speaker reception on Friday night, it's $150. If you decide to go to this, when you register, put in the code RUBY for $10 off your registration fee. Every little bit helps, and that's a special offer for my listeners. So what I'm going to do is read you what Catalyst Con is about from the website, because it's just phrased so marvelously. Catalyst Con is a conference created to inspire exceptional conversations about sexuality. It is about reaching out and stimulating those who attend to create those important conversations in their own communities, changing how we as a society talk about and treat sexuality. It is about stimulating the activist that is within all of us and sparking transformation in the way our friends, neighbors, children, and even politicians discussed one of the most important aspects of humanity. This is a conference meant to energize, enlighten, and exhilarate. It is a conference where everyone is welcome, everyone is respected, and everyone is encouraged to share their knowledge and experiences. With the most current attacks on women's rights, such as birth control, mandatory transvaginal ultrasounds, as well as sex education being pulled from our schools, it is more important than ever to come together and have these important conversations on all areas of sexuality. The fundamental principle of Catalyst Con is that knowledge is power, and sharing that knowledge is the first spark in igniting changing conversations. So yes, I've talked with you about Catalyst Con before. In fact, in previous podcasts, I waxed poetic about last year's convention, especially. So for this year, as I mentioned, this year I'm going to be honored, very honored, to be on the ASS panel with none other than Dr. Charlie Glickman. Charlie does a lot of amazing things, but most interesting to me is that he is co-author of The Ultimate Guide to Prostate Pleasure, Erotic Exploration for Men and Their Partners, an amazing book, well worth your time. Also on the panel will be C.T. Schenck, the CEO of Aneros, the company we all know and love that is a distinct leader in sexual wellness and pleasure products, especially the prostate ones. That's what we're all about, we're interested in. And also Tom Stewart. Tom is the founder, head of research and development, and the CEO of Sport Sheets International. They produce bondage light and restraint play products for the masses, strap-on harnesses, and all kinds of sexy accessories for foreplay. Tom has a lot to say about strap-on harnesses, and he's going to be bringing that to the ASS panel. So these three gentlemen and I will all be talking about asses, my favorite subject. Please come down and join us there at Catalyst Con. Don't forget the code RUBY to save yourself a bit of money off of the registration fee. Go to catalystcon.com, or the link will also be posted on my blog. And okay, I say this every time I'm out in public speaking, and do you know that no one has yet taken me up on this offer? Come and say hi and get a hug. Free hugs to all my listeners. Okay. Another announcement, another event, actually. And that hug rule also applies to this one. And this is an event I can't stop talking about. This is Body Storytelling again. The next Body Storytelling is Thursday, August 22nd, once again at the El Cid in Los Angeles. And the theme this month is Experience Junkies. Okay, this, you guys, in my opinion, is the most fun that you can have in LA on a Thursday night and still keep your clothes on. Because, you know, we don't know what happens when people leave Body. I suspect a lot of clothes come off. I suspect a lot of clothes come off in wonderful combinations of who knows whom. But you do need to keep your clothes on while you're there. I do need to tell you that. But it's really quite extraordinary. It's the best X-rated storytelling I've ever found. So you can go to bodystorytelling.com, or I'll post the link on my blog for the lazy people. And again, at this event, free hugs, everyone. Just ask where Ruby Rider is and people will point me out. Okay, last but not least, some savings. I mentioned this before. I want to let you know again about the savings at Smitten Kitten online. I love Smitten Kitten because they have been a pioneer in the non-toxic toys. And they have a really intense commitment to not selling anything that is not body safe and non-toxic. So a reminder about the savings there, you can use the coupon code RUBY13 to get 20% off, which is a hefty amount. And, you know, I checked on their website, and actually they're offering for a limited time $6.95 shipping for anything, no matter how big the order is. So here's what went through my mind, okay? This is the time to get one of those really heavy stainless steel toys like the Enjoy 11 or the other two in the Enjoy line, the other two that called to me anyway. There's a bunch of them, but the Pure Wand or the Fun Wand. I mean, and even those butt plugs, like the guy who in the very beginning of this podcast was talking about it, how he's got an Enjoy 2.0. Yeah, that is one hefty butt plug, man. Those are awesome, all those stainless steel toys. So if you get that, use the 20% off, save a hefty amount, and then get it shipped for $6.95. That's awesome. So have fun with that. Alrighty, it's been a blast. I'll be back at you next week. You can follow me until then on Twitter at @Ruby_Rider. You can like me on Facebook. I have a profile as well as a page. Subscribe to my blog. That can be done directly from my website. My podcast is on iTunes. I looked and I have 7 ratings there. Thank you guys so much. And I also have some reviews. I really appreciate those. You can download my podcast from iTunes, and it's also available directly from my blog. You can send all your questions and stories to, and anything, pictures, okay, you can send pictures to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Or you can click the right Ruby links at the upper right corner of every page on my blog. Thank you all so much once again for downloading and listening. And happy pegging.